Okay, guys, I know y'all tuned into another episode today of Hot Takes with TP3. Before we get things started, we got a quick word from our sponsors. The first sponsor of today's episode is Prize Picks. I don't know if y'all are familiar or not with Prize Picks platform and how it works. If you download the app and you use promo code TP3BETS, you will receive 100% instant match deposit of up to $100. So you deposit $100, you get 100 back. Let's say you deposit 50, you get 50 back, and so on and so forth. How it works, guys, you pick 2 to 6 players, and if they'll go over or under their projections, more or less, you get up to 25% or 25 times your money on that. Let's say tonight you want to pick Luka Doncic to go over 28.5 points, LeBron over 7.5 rebounds, Dalvin Cook over 86.5 rush yards, and let's say you want to go with Jameis Winston under 205 pass yards, something or other like that, guys. It offers a ton of sports. That means you can have NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, PGA, college football. The list goes on and on. They even have tennis, NASCAR, anything you could possibly want. It is on there, I promise, guys. Prize Picks is available in your state. Download the app to check and make sure it's in your state. Once again, use code TP3BETS. It takes about 60 seconds to pick everything and deposit. It's easy withdraw, easy deposit. Once again, use code TP3BETS if you want to sign up for Prize Picks. Okay, guys, second sponsor of the show we have is SoBet. That's SoBet.io. The link is in my bio on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at TP3Bets. But y'all don't even know what SoBet is yet, man. It is the best value in sports betting. There's over 38 other handicappers on there like myself. It's $10 a month, and you get all those bets. Let's say you don't want to tail me. You can tail somebody else on the website. Everybody over there is winning. Everyone's putting in great work. You get every single bet explained, like me and Ben break down for you guys on these podcasts. Might as well go ahead and do it for only $10 a month. Might as well sign up, try a month, say you don't like it. It's all good, guys. But yeah, SoBet. Go over there, get at them. How's it going today, guys? We're back here live in the studio for the episode of Hot Takes with TP3. Once again, I'm your host, Thomas Penland, coming to you live on Thursday, August 17th, 2023. I am joined back again by Ben Gorwitz. Ben, we've been cranking them out, man. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm energized. I'm ready.
Man, I'm energized too. I'm ready to rock as well. Can't lie, Ben. Doing these NFL mixed in with the college football has been tough for me. I feel like my brain's been so focused on college football, but I've been able to rattle my brain enough for NFL. And, you know, man, I need to really get it in gear because I got a bunch of fantasy football drafts coming up, so I don't have time to be lacking on my NFL. But anyway, though, guys, we got a good one for y'all today. We're talking about arguably the best division in all of football. We have the AFC East, which we're going to give y'all a full breakdown for on today's podcast. Ben, you ready to do this thing, man?
Yeah, man.
Let's do it. As always, guys, we have to start things out with the reigning division champions. That's right. We're going to start things out here with the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins come into this season with the fourth hardest schedule in the NFL. They lost Tremaine Edmonds and Roger Saffold, one offensive line, one defensive guy. They're going to add Connor McGovern, offensive lineman coming over from Dallas, Damian Harris, and then Leonard Floyd and Taylor Rapp on the defensive side of the ball. Ben, what do you think about this Bills team in the upcoming season? There's been a lot of stories surrounding them, whether it's Josh Allen going through a bad breakup last season with his girl, whether it's the DeMar Hamlin trauma with what happened with him on the field last season.
Were you talking about the Dolphins, I thought, before?
Say that again?
Were you talking about the Dolphins or Bills, and then you switched to the Bills?
I was talking about the Bills, but maybe I accidentally said the Dolphins.
I think you may have said the Dolphins.
The Dolphins definitely didn't win this division, guys. The Bills definitely won this division, so we are talking about the Bills. I promise everything I said was about the Bills, except for if I maybe said the Dolphins. The Dolphins are on my mind, though. I'll tell you guys why I'm high on them later. Ben, get us going.
I don't know if the Bills really changed anything offensively. I think it's hard to be confident in the rushing attack for another season. It creates an unbalanced type of offense, even though Josh Allen can run himself. I would imagine at some point that they would like their franchise quarterback to not take as many hits as he does every single season, because as Big Cat likes to say, Josh Allen just decides to mash all the buttons at one point. You don't know whether he's going to hurdle, juke, run out of bounds, run through you. He just mashes all the buttons. Defensively, I mean, this team should be strong once again. Von Miller, I think he's scheduled to miss week. I think the first couple of weeks, because I remember he said on part of my take that at his age, like this is the second time he's done it. The team's really good without him. There's no reason to rush it back, make him come back at full strength and help towards the postseason. This team should win the division. Now, I do think the Dolphins are really good. But the Bills, I mean, crazy home field advantage. One of the best quarterbacks. I think the third best quarterback in football. The Stephon Diggs stuff, I mean, it's whatever. Stephon Diggs has always been the type of quarterback, or I'm sorry, wide receiver, where he wants a lot of the attention. He's very good, but he does talk a lot of trash. He does want what he deserves. Maybe he doesn't feel like he's getting it. Don't think that's going to be a distraction for this team. I think he goes off. I think Josh Allen goes off. And I think they win this division. I don't think it'll be as easy as it has been in past, because I do think the Dolphins are very good. Patriots, and why can't I think of the third
Jets.
Team? Jets. I think obviously the Jets are much better. I mean, our brains. This is unbelievable. I can't think of the freaking Jets, who had the biggest offseason. Yeah, listen, I think the Bills are still the best team in this division, even with all the Dolphins and Jets additions. And I'm excited to kind of see where they go from here. I'm not saying anything bad about DeMar Hamlin. There is nothing that's bad about. I'm just. He's back to just being a football player. Like, ESPN is shoving two tackles in a preseason game down our throats. It's like, listen, I get it. It was his first game back.
Yeah.
It's preseason football. Like, if he gets a pick or forces a fumble, then we can talk about him. But, like, he's like, I don't know. He's not a nobody on that team, but he kind of is a nobody on this team outside of what he's coming back from. And it's incredible what he's coming back from. So I probably sound like an asshole right now, but I don't need preseason highlights on ESPN.
Boo, let's cancel Ben. I'm just kidding. I'm kind of with Ben on this one. I think the DeMar Hamlin thing is blown out of proportion here. Ben, I think that what's got us shook today on today's podcast and why we started out with a couple of mistakes is because that me and Ben both had a wager on the Tigers to beat the Guardians, and literally as we hopped on here, the game got canceled. So I think that's kind of like messed up our brains a little bit. But anyway, talking about the Bills here, Ben, look, coming into this season, I wanted to be kind of low on the Bills. Like I said, they do play the fourth hardest schedule in the NFL. Last year, though, they were second in scoring offense, second in passing offense. They were still top 10 in rush, running the ball wise as well. They led the NFL in rush yards before contact. Josh Allen said, though, he wants to dial back the amount that he runs the ball. Nyheim Hines will be out for the season, but James Cook is going to look to shoulder most of the load, and I think it's something he can do. They have the sixth best defense in terms of yards per game, sixth best turnover margin in the NFL. The one thing that it does suck for them is they're going to face a top five defensive schedule. And last year they faced a bottom five. I really think that the DeMar Hamlin thing, I think it really shook this team and kind of ruined them in the playoffs. Just think about how like emotional trauma they had to go through. I think they were emotionally drained once they got there. And I like to tell people like to look at betting lines throughout the season. It'll tell you the whole story. Before that first round against Cincinnati, when they played them, I remember they opened at the start of the day, they were -1.5 against Cincinnati. By kickoff, they were at -3. Then they play them again in the playoff game. They went all the way from -2.5 to -5.5 in that playoff game. Clearly, I don't think sharp bettors are that wrong on a team. I just solely think that it had to do with what was going on. Josh Allen had a little elbow injury. I do think their schedule calls for some regression. The fact that they played much harder offenses and defenses, and they played a pretty easy schedule last year. But at the end of the day, this team's loaded, man. Let's be honest. I think they did a stupid job giving Von Miller that big contract. I think they're a little weak on the back end, but they're going to get pressure on the quarterback. We've talked about it a billion times, Ben. You win football games in the trenches, and you can make up for mistakes with that. I still think this Bills team is definitely a playoff team. I think in my opinion, they're not a team I want to bet money on to win the Super Bowl, but at the end of the day, if they ended up winning the Super Bowl, I would not be shocked at all.
Yeah, they have Micah Hyde back, who missed, I think, almost all of last season from injury. It's one of the best safety tandems in football, if it's not the best. Jordan Poyer and Mike Hyde are unbelievable together. I got a stupid question.
Okay.
When you look at the Bills, right?
Yeah.
You would probably say they're easily a top five overall roster in football. You have them outside the top five, because then that changes.
I'm trying to think about it. I think I'd probably have them in the top five.
What makes... This, like I said, this is a dumb question. What makes their schedule that much harder if most of the teams they line up against, they have more talent than?
Just the fact, you know, that injuries happen as the NFL season goes on. And just the fact, you know, like when that you're like, let's take, for example, Kansas City, you know, when Kansas City played an easier schedule, just the fact, you know, you get to go out there and you get to play a team that you're so much better than. You can play you're not going to play your A-plus game every single Sunday. You know, when you play these good teams are coming for you because they know you're the Buffalo Bills and you're a hyped up team. and you're going to get probably get their A plus game rather than
But
if you come out there.
if you have the better quarterback in almost every single game you're gonna play. I think it's hard to say that like this is other than if they play like at Cincinnati or just against the Bengals or against the Chiefs, like, or I guess the Jets this year, like they're gonna be favored in most of their games. I don't know how hard their schedule is when they're gonna be favored in most of their games. That maybe it doesn't correlate like that. Maybe that's a dumb question, but like they go from an easy schedule to hard schedule. They're projected to win 11 games, or not 11 games, like 13 games every year, I feel like.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I still think though, it just means the fact, you know, that you play such a hard schedule that it's just may I mean, it's just, you know, makes it tougher to win games because you're just playing against better competition. But I do agree with you. I think that they're going to be favored in the majority of their games. I haven't looked through to see how many games they're favored in, but it's got to be the
I
majority.
think there's like two AFC teams that are better than them, Bengals and Chiefs.
So you're probably right on that one, and the AFC is by far the most stacked up.
Yeah, I never understood the strength of schedule when you have the better team on one side. I don't know. Maybe I'm dumb.
Anyway, I do think those are good points you made there, Ben. Let's talk about the other team that made the playoffs in this division. This is the team for whatever reason, I thought I was talking about when I wasn't. That would be the Miami Dolphins. We all know, guys, about what happened last year with Tua. Tua's back. He has been training in jiu-jitsu. He's been learning how to fall. Tua's going to be ready to rock. Jalen Ramsey is coming in to play corner. He will have an injury and miss a little bit of time. They also bring in David Long and Deshaun Elliott on the defense. They do lose Melvin Ingram, who's about 80 years old now, Eldon Roberts, and Mike Gesicki. They add Mike White to back up Tua, and they bring in Braxton Berrios. They play the second hardest schedule in the NFL. Ben, what do you think about this Dolphins team coming the next season? Can Tua stay healthy, and can they go back to the playoffs?
I don't know if it's just Tua at this point. We read about Tarion Armstead, their left tackle, get carted off the field today. And then he tweeted some video of how he's just walking into what looks like the training room. So it's like, is that a healthy walk or is that like a limp? I couldn't tell. That was a weird video. He was carted off and then he just tweets out that he's able to walk. So I don't know what that means. I would say this team is all related to health. They're a very good team when Tua starts and finishes games. They're a very bad team when Tua can't finish games. Their record was shown last year. I think Mike White is a solid backup to have compared to a Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy was there last year, right? I'm not making that up.
Yep, Teddy Two Gloves.
So I think Mike White is a better backup. It's just health. I think if they're able to stay healthy, I think the skill set that Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill are able to do is no other team has the ability to do that. No other team has two receivers that are this fast. Listen, they have a great scheme. They have a great offensive head coach. He makes a couple bad decisions here and there, but that was year one in his head coaching career. We'll see if he kind of gets better at time management that way. But it's all related to Tua. If Tua is healthy, this is a team that can win this division. If he can't stay healthy, they're not making the playoffs. It's solely dependent on Tua. Like I said, when he plays, they win a lot of games. When he doesn't play, they lose just about every single one of them.
1-6 without Tua last year, 8-3 with Tua in the lineup last year. That's games he finished. Team was the most hurt by penalties in the NFL. They bring in Vic Fangio to call the defense up. Ben, I have the most notes I
A
have of
great
any
hire.
team so far. Oh yeah, hell of a hire. I think he's probably the best one out there. I have the most notes I have of
And
any
he's been a head
team.
coach, if not a successful one, but he can maybe help McDaniel because he's been there.
Exactly. That's another good reason right there. I have the most notes on this team for a reason, but I'll tell you guys that reason later. This team was bottom 10 in rushing last year, but they were 11th in points per game, 6th in passing yards. And when they had Tua in there, they were honestly one of the best. They were numbers-wise one of the best offenses in the NFL. The defense was middle of the pack, but they were elite versus the run, and they were pretty bad versus the pass. I think things will be different for them as well. Now they have Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips coming off the edge. Let's not forget Christian Wilkins in the middle, too. Guy was all pro, freaking beast. They have the fourth worst turnover margin in the NFL, tied with the Jets for that one. But Ben, they played the second toughest schedule of defenses last year. And Tua was still only the only player better than him in the NFL at EPA per play on offense was Patrick Mahomes. That's how good Tua was at last season. I think this Dolphins team reports coming out of camp is Tua looks like he's on point. Sky's the limit, man. You have Jaylen Waddle. You have Tyreek Hill. You add Devin Achane. I mean, they are just loaded on the offensive side of the ball. What were you about to say?
It's the fastest team that I can remember being put together.
I agree with you completely.
Mostert, A-Chain, they have another speed back that I can't.
Don't they have Braxton Berrios too?
Yeah, I think they signed Berrios. I mean, Hill, yep. Waddle. It's.
And they have Cedric Wilson too.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. This offense is completely loaded. I think, guys, if Tua can stay healthy, the sky's the limit for this team. I really do. The fact they played that well with that hard of a defensive schedule last year is crazy. I mean, I think, guys, that Tua is being slept on right now as being one of the most elite quarterbacks in the NFL. I wouldn't put him in my top five. I have him at the back end of my top 10 when he's healthy. He's healthy. There's nobody more accurate who can get the ball out better. Ben knows as well as I do how good Tua is. I think this Dolphins defense, though, is straight up loaded. And the fact you have Vic Fangio calling the plays, man, put some respect on the Dolphins' name for crying out loud, man. That's all I got to say.
And he stayed healthy. He didn't do it at Alabama. Hasn't really done it in the NFL. I mean, that's a big question mark. He's one serious injury away from calling it quits.
He is, but I think he can stay upright, and I still think Mike White's an upgrade over Teddy Two Gloves regardless. So I'm liking the Dolphins a lot for this upcoming season. Let's talk, Ben, about the big dog who's back in the conference. I can't believe
it. Let me say something about the Dolphins real quick. This is just a fun fact. People may know this, people may not. Did you know that when they play home games, they designed the stadium? This is genius, yeah. By the way. They designed the stadium perfectly to where the sun is all on the away team's bench while the home team's in the shade.
Yeah, we saw it in that game against Buffalo where all the Bills players were dropping like flies.
I was watching a part of my take podcast, and Deion Dawkins, the Bills offensive lineman, was saying they had two out of their five starting offensive linemen start and finish that game, and he was one of them. He was like, I have never been so tired in my life.
Yeah, that was crazy. I remember that one, too. That was when everybody thought the Bills were the greatest team ever. That was a TP3 max bet on the Dolphins in that
game. The other side of that is they have to go to very cold weather cities.
They do have to go to very cold weather cities. Speaking of cold weather cities, Ben, let's talk about the team up in New York, the team that everybody wants to hear about. Aaron Rodgers comes to town to take over for this Jets team. Yeah, technically the New Jersey Jets. They play the eighth hardest schedule in the NFL. They add Dalvin Cook, Aaron Rodgers, Adrian Amos, Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb. They also add some offensive and defensive linemen as well. They still lose Mike White, Sheldon Rankins, Shepard, one of their defensive players as well, and some other offensive linemen. I'll start out talking about this Jets team, Ben. The Jets actually face the toughest schedule of offenses in the NFL this upcoming season. Last year, their defense was fourth best in yards per game. And they went to the and they went with the offensive and defensive line with most of their draft picks. But at the same time, Ben, they're bottom 10 in rush yards. I think, though, they have probably the most loaded backfield in the NFL. You have Michael Carter, Breece Hall, Israel Abanikanda, now Dalvin Cook. That should be no problem there.
Zonovan
for them at
Knight,
this point
I think,
in time.
Is there.
Yeah, Zonovan Knight, too, there. Five running backs deep. It's just absolutely ridiculous. They're bottom 10 in passing, rushing, and they're fourth worst in points per game. They didn't even score a touchdown in their last three games of the season. And like I said earlier, they were tied with the Dolphins for the fourth worst turnover ratio. Look, I've heard a lot of people talking heads, professional bettors, saying that the Jets are overrated. I'm not on the same page as them, to be honest with y'all. I'm not saying that I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I think this team will be solid, though. I like the fact that Rodgers is familiar with Nathaniel Hackett. I think Robert Saleh is a good leader, and this defense is going to be solid. I think they have good playmakers, Ben, but honestly, I think Aaron Rodgers was starting to fall off. Matt LaFleur, I think, helped Aaron Rodgers out a lot. I think Rodgers' regression to him getting older is going to come, but we know one thing about Aaron Rodgers. He takes care of the football. He's going to get the ball to Garrett Wilson. It looks like they have great rapport. I feel like Rodgers is doing a great job being a leader. You know, I feel like he's been more of a team-oriented guy, the fact he's taking up for Hackett and whatnot. I think this Jets football team is going to be a 10-win team this upcoming season. I think they're definitely a wild card team. I like what the Jets have done with the roster. I don't necessarily think they're a Super Bowl team, but I think this is the best team the Jets have probably had in the last 10 years.
Yeah, so obviously the offseason hype. Garrett Wilson coming back in his sophomore season, what he did last year was incredible. Rodgers obviously taking over for Zach Wilson / Mike White. People aren't talking about this receiving core enough. I don't know how good it is. I think Garrett Wilson is a tremendous receiver on his way to be elite if he can put together back-to-back seasons. Lazard is obviously familiar with Aaron Rodgers, but I wouldn't say Alan Lazard is like an incredible wide receiver in this league. I think he's fine, right? There's nothing wrong with having an Alan Lazard on your team. I don't know if Alan Lazard takes your team to the next level necessarily. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I don't think they're necessarily like an elite receiving core outside of Garrett Wilson, but I think Garrett Wilson is definitely like 8, 9, or 10 best wide receiver in the NFL. Then after that, you know, I think that like Corey Davis, Lazard, Randall Cobb, you know, like I think you have like that, like I feel like you have a solid number, like 2, 3 guys, but I don't necessarily think, like you said, you know, like you don't have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, you know?
Yeah, I don't, I mean, how many snaps is Randall Cobb playing? I mean, he's not doing anything. This team's defense is insane. Their front seven is going to harass quarterbacks.
Yep.
My boy Quinnen Williams is turning into a superstar. If you don't already think he's there, Jermaine Johnson is coming into his second season.
Go Noles.
What do you say? Go Noles.
Yeah.
Yeah. This defense, I mean, Sauce Gardner, listen, the guy might talk a lot. He seems to back up everything that he talks about. Everyone thinks he's already a top three corner in this league. Shuts down half, I mean, maybe not half, yeah, about a fourth of the field, I guess, is the easiest way to say that. I think this defense will help Aaron Rodgers and the offense out a lot. Obviously, this team is so much better than what we have seen the Jets teams in the past. I think around 10 to 12 wins is what they're going to end up with. I would expect them to be a playoff team. I'm interested to see how much Rodgers gets out of them, because we all know Rodgers is very capable of winning another MVP in his career. Don't make that face. He just won it 2 years ago.
40-year-old QBs, though, Ben. Brady's the only one to be successful outside of 40.
But if he's throwing like 5 interceptions a year, where his touchdown to interception ratio is what we've seen in the past couple of years, he's still so elite at the touchdown to interception ratio. I just don't know what they're going to get out of the offense. I don't know what the offense is going to look like. It was very pass heavy in Green Bay, even though they had two capable running backs. How much are they going to lean on Aaron Rodgers to take over this team? Because as an Aaron Rodgers fan, one of us is, I know that you're not. You can't just say drop back and win us a game. That's not the type of player he is at this age anymore. He is still very capable of winning you a lot of games. He needs more help than he used to need. I feel like he had the help in Green Bay. Maybe the receivers weren't unbelievable. I thought he had two good running backs. AJ Dillon had a good rookie season, and then Aaron Jones is a very good running back. They just didn't really have the defense. Now he's got the defense. The big question that I also haven't mentioned is the offensive line health. Mekhi Becton has not stayed healthy since he's been drafted by the Jets.
Yep.
He's a mountain of a man. He literally looks like a mountain. He's that big. If they can protect Aaron Rodgers, I think they'll be closer to 12 wins. I think if they don't have great health on the offensive line, I still think they can make the playoffs because Rodgers is so good about getting the ball out quick. But I'm interested to see what these receivers outside of Garrett Wilson look like. So I'm going to say the Jets do make the playoffs, and I think they get between 10 and 12 wins.
Yeah, I think we're both kind of on the same page here with the Jets. We don't think they'll be the best team in the NFL, but we also think that they're definitely making the playoffs. And I think people who don't are reaching a little bit.
They can do damage in the playoffs.
They definitely can do damage when you get to the playoffs. Defense is what wins when it's cold outside. Let's talk about them, though, Ben. The last team in this division, the New England Patriots. Patriots actually play the hardest schedule in the NFL. Fortunately, though, for good old Mac Jones, they finally gave him an offensive coordinator, as that they have hired Bill O'Brien from your Alabama Crimson Tide. Thank God they don't have what's his face back there, Matt Patricia, with a pencil in his ear, an average defensive coordinator trying to call an offense. This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my whole life. They recently signed Ezekiel Elliott. They also signed Mike Gesicki, James Robinson, Juju Smith-Schuster, Riley Reiff, and Calvin Anderson. They lose Damian Harris, Jonnu Smith, and Devin McCourty, who retired. Draft picks, obviously, with Christian Gonzalez and Keon White coming in. I'll start us out here with the Patriots, Ben. They are top 10 rush offense. They're a bottom 10 rush offense, passing offense in the NFL, middle of the pack in scoring, because they were actually the second best team in the NFL at creating the big play. Somehow they managed to find it, whether it was Bill Belichick putting that corner that they had to catch passes or to catch like screen passes. I don't know how, but he pulled big plays out of his ass all season long. Their defense was top 10 in yards per game. I think the fact they actually have an offensive coordinator in this game and this offense means Mac Jones is going to play better. I thought Mac Jones did pretty good with what he had. He battled through some injuries. He's a gamer, though. I think Mac Jones is being wildly disrespected. I think he's going to play better here in his third season. I don't think Bailey Zappe has a chance at winning the starting job over him, to be honest with you guys. There's no competition, though. Mac Jones already got it locked up. I think people forget how good Mac Jones was. Ultimately, though, when I look at his receiving core and his weapons, I don't understand, Ben, what the hell that Bill Belichick is thinking. You look at all the best teams in the NFL, it's an arms race. You know what I mean? To see you can stack up the best players. Mike Gesicki is who you bring in for him. And James Robinson coming off a torn Achilles. If I'm Mac Jones, man, I'm pissed off at the front office. I'm giving Bill Belichick an earful. I'm trying to get the hell out of New England.
No, you're not.
I am 100%, dude. They're giving him nothing. He's going to have what? Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah, but no one's giving Bill Belichick an earful.
Dude, he deserves one. This offensive roster he's putting around Mac Jones is absolutely pathetic. It's almost to me at this point like he's trying to sabotage him. We know the Patriots defense is going to be able to get timely sacks and stuff. I don't think they've given Mac Jones what he needs to succeed, and they play the hardest schedule in the NFL. I think this team's going to have a tough season.
So the offensive line should be better. Is David Andrews back? He's been
battling. He's supposed to be.
Yeah, so that obviously helps. I agree with you on some of that with Mac Jones being a little disrespected. The problem with him is he's a quarterback that can't move. So if you can't protect him, he has very little of a chance to move the football because there's no out for him. I think he's talented. I think his IQ is smart enough to read defenses and make adjustments. I think his arm strength is good enough. Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, his receivers aren't great.
No, they might be the worst receiving core in the league.
Is Devontae Parker the wide receiver one?
It's Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne, Tyquan Thornwell, and we're forgetting and Juju Smith-Schuster. Juju's at number two.
I forgot. So if there's baseball people listening, I'm going to make a comparison here. And Thomas, if you remember the trade deadline this year, the San Diego Padres, okay? So at the time of the trade deadline, they were extremely disappointing. They spent a lot of money. Their team was below 500. They're not very good. They're not going to sell, right? So they're either going to stand pat or they're going to try to get better. They tried to get better, okay? I have a list in front of me. They brought in Rich Hill. They brought in first baseman G-Man Choi. They brought in Scott Barlow and Garrett Cooper. That's all fake buying. That's fake buying. And that's what the Patriots do in free agency right now.
Yep.
They bring in names that you might know.
Damn.
Juju Smith-Schuster, Zeke Elliott. These guys aren't making your team any better, Bill Belichick. They're not. I don't understand how a Patriots fan can look at this roster and say we're that much better than we are last year. Are they marginally better? Yeah, I think they're marginally better. You get David Andrews back on the offensive line. Cole Strange, I believe that's his name, is in another year, who actually was pretty good as a rookie.
Yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster coming off a Super Bowl win with the Chiefs. Yeah, he had Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid tossing him the ball and calling plays for him. This isn't like we've seen what Juju Smith-Schuster was when he's not playing with Patrick Mahomes, right? I don't understand where a Patriots fan can be positive about this season. I don't know. As a Patriots fan, I think you always trust Bill Belichick. He's obviously his resume speaks for itself. But I don't know how you can look at the future and say, I like what we're doing. I couldn't tell you what the future is for the Patriots. They're in a really hard division that is going to be good for a really long time. Josh Allen's going nowhere. The Dolphins continue to get better year after year. Now, their quarterback has to stay healthy, and maybe they need a new quarterback, right? The Jets, short term, should be very competitive with Aaron Rodgers. We'll see where they go with the quarterback position after Aaron Rodgers, probably 2 years. I don't know what the Patriots' plan is. I don't know how long Mac Jones is gonna have this job for. I would say he's in another tryout type of year. I don't know if you bring in a new quarterback, if any of these offensive guys are good enough to elevate anyone's game. I don't get it with the Patriots. I don't get it. I have nothing else to say. I don't think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be competitive. They don't just roll over and quit.
Yeah.
But I don't have this team making the playoffs. I don't have this team even coming close to making the playoffs.
Yeah, I got this team. I think them probably going under 7.5 wins.
You know what their win total is?
I think it's 7.5. I think that's a bet we should probably look into taking.
You're guaranteed to have six hard games.
Yeah.
But let's say playing in New England's tough.
Yeah.
So let's say they have four. We'll give them two at least at home.
See, the reason why I don't want to go 7.5 is just because I think 7-9, well, I guess you play 17 games now. I mean, I think it probably is the likeliest outcome for them to win 7 or 8 games. I just don't want to bet against Bill Belichick because I will say this about Belichick. I think the defense is still going to be solid for this team, and defense can win you
100%.
games. And I think he's going to be able to win. Like, I honestly, Ben, I think the Patriots is going to be the team we're going to find ourselves betting on more times than we want to week to week because the public is going to undervalue them so much. And it's still going to be Bill freaking Belichick over there. I mean, last year, the Patriots still got me paid plenty, even though that they were a dumpster fire. But Ben, I think that was one of your better takes right there. And I love the takes. See, the thing about the Padres, though, doing something like that. Is the Padres have Juan Soto. The Padres have Fernando Tatis. The Padres have Manny
And they
Machado.
still suck.
The Patriots don't have any of those freaking guys on their offense.
Yeah. Listen, I like Ramondre Stevenson. I like
Same.
the attitude, the toughness he brings.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick has kind of said the same thing that is good for Nick Saban has said. They want to kind of get back to old school football, ground and pound. So I get bringing in another running back, but I don't know what you're gonna get out of Zeke. Like I said, I like Ramondre Stevenson. I think that absolutely helps Mac Jones, who's a tremendous play action type
You
of
remember
quarterback.
Mike Tolbert?
Yeah, of course.
That's going to be Zeke this year. Between the 20s. Or the
Yeah, I mean, goal line. The question is
20 to the end zone is Zeke
goal
time.
line Zeke is so good at the 1, 2, 3 yard
Yep.
runs, but Ramondre Stevenson is a big type of back. So I don't know. I feel like they kind of have the same type of back. One's just a little younger than the other, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I agree with you. I think the defense is going to be good. Bill Belichick just, I mean, no one knows more defense than that guy. I don't know what the offense is going to give you. Like, what is the ceiling for this offense? Like, I don't
Ceiling
know.
for this offense is bottom 10 offense in the NFL, I think. They get best they can hope to be middle of the pack, but there is no way in hell this offense is going to be a top 15, top 10 offense in the league.
You got to protect Mac Jones to have any kind of chance.
Exactly. They got to protect Mac Jones. Ben, I think we absolutely killed this podcast after the rough start. We're not done yet, though, guys. We got to rank them. Ben, let's go 1 through 4 for this conference. Who's winning this? Who you got coming into the last in this conference? I think we're on the same page here.
Yeah, Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots for me too. Who you got coming in third?
Dolphins.
Ooh.
I don't trust the injury history with them.
Okay.
It's hard to predict that they're going to stay healthy.
I think one game's going to separate the Dolphins,
The
the
Jets, that's
Jets,
what I'm
and the
thinking. Yeah,
Bills.
I think they're both between 10 to 12 games
Yeah, I think
or the wins.
I think every single team's right in there. I'm going to take the Jets, though, to come in third here in the division and make the playoffs still, though. So don't say that I'm a Jets hater. I've got the Jets in the playoffs still, guys. Who you got coming in this 2 spot?
Jets.
Jets. I got the Bills coming in the 2nd spot. So
There
y'all know
you
what that
go.
means, coming in
South
the number
Beach.
one spot.
Or really
I'm taking
Miami
my talents
Gardens,
to
I
South
guess.
Beach. Give me the Dolphins. I also took the Dolphins +280. That's one of my best bets for this offseason to make the pl or to win the division. I got the Dolphins +280. Ben, you got the Bills winning it?
It's not the only future you have on the Dolphins, what I hear.
Quite a few.
Yeah, I have the Bills winning the division. I think top to bottom, they're the most talented team. They've been able to stay relatively more healthy than the Jets and Dolphins have in past years. So, yeah, I mean, they got the best quarterback in the division. Ooh, the Jets might have the best defense in this division, but I think the Bills is right up there. But I think Sean McDermott's the best coach by a mile in this division. He just knows how to win games in this division, and I'm excited to see how this plays out because there's juggernauts. I would say there's two and a half juggernauts. I don't know if you want to include the Jets yet. We might have to see what they look like,
Yeah.
but on paper, certainly a juggernaut.
Yeah, on paper, guys, this could be a division you want to wake up and watch on every single Sunday. It's going to be awesome to see how everything plays out for this division. Guys, we still have two more NFL, or we still have four. We still have two more divisions to do, two from the NFC, two from the AFC, so technically four. That being said, though, Ben, we still got a lot more as well to do on college football. We got tons of previews up. Ben, anything else you want to say before we get up out of here?
No, that'll be it for this week.
Yeah, guys, that's all we got
I'm gonna get a text from some Patriots fans.
Oh yeah, we're definitely gonna get some text from Patriots fans. I think that they are gonna like the way that we actually said about this team, the things we actually said. As always, though, guys, we appreciate
No
everyone who
shot.
tuned in, and we'll talk to you all again soon.